Good to have you here as we continue on. My next guest, Benjamin Baer, is a project director with the Middle East Forum, a think tank that works to protect American interests from Middle East threats. And he wants to know why there's a mayor in Michigan basically getting away with all sorts of things that I wouldn't get away with, that you wouldn't get away with. Benjamin, good to have you here on the program.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. So tell me about this mayor of concern and some of the things that have popped up on the radar that you're like, how does this happen? How is nobody talking about this? Give me an example.
Right, exactly. Well, the mayor of Hamtramck, he's the first Muslim American mayor of the city. It made quite a bit of international news for also becoming the first mayor of an all-Muslim city council. So there was a lot of hope for him when he was elected. However, we looked into this mayor, first of all, to look for Islamist connections. And what we found was that his Facebook page was just crammed with racist and extremist posts. There were anti-black memes. There were posts. He liked posts referring to African-Americans as animal and inhuman, as alcoholics. He endorsed another post that referred to Jews as monkeys who tax the air we breathe.
Wow.
Really, really just bad stuff.
Why isn't the Detroit News or, you know, some of the outlets right in his, you know, neighborhood? Why are we not hearing about this? I mean, I've not followed the mayor of Hamtramck, not really something that I would normally do. A mayor of any place of medium size, not that big of an interest to me. But why is nobody talking about? Why is this going on?
Sure. Well, what we find is that, for instance, we sent the story to Detroit News, to the Detroit Free Press. We even tried to give it to them to run it as their own scoop, and they weren't interested in it. And the reason why is that, number one, Muslims are often portrayed as the victims and never the perpetrators of bigotry. And this is because Islamists have convinced much of the country that so-called Islamophobia is as common today as it was against as bigotry against African-Americans in the pre-civil rights era. But the main reason is that Hamtramck is basically a proving ground for multiculturalism. It's about 50% Yemeni and Bangladeshi Muslim today. And many progressives view it as, you know, they have a lot of hopes that it will turn into a great multicultural city. It's referred to as the world in 2 square miles. It's actually the city's slogan. And it's not working out that way. Bigotry is not just among the mayor, but we're seeing it from city council members who have also had anti-Semitic posts on their Facebook pages. So it's really a problem there.
So you think this is a systemic problem there. They're published at Focus on Western Islamism, a specialty news publication from the Middle East Forum, right?
But that's right.
Detroit print and television media is entirely uninterested in the story. It seems odd to me. It seems odd to me. And why would, you know, anti-black racism, you know, we get told that there's white supremacists and white nationalists and domestic terrorists. If I said,
right.
If I did anything even remotely near any of this or any mayor of any town in Michigan, say anything remotely near, it would be setting the news reels on fire 24 hours a day. It seems to call it a double standard isn't even fair.
It would. There's examples all across the country of mayors who have done far less and been punished by the media, been forced to resign. It's resulted in school walkouts. It's resulted in protests by Black Lives Matter and other groups. But listen, another reason why they don't want to hold this mayor, whose name is Amir Gallab, responsible is there was another Facebook post that he put out where he admitted to voter fraud, essentially. He said he filled out ballots for 20 people and their family members during the 2020 election, the Democratic primaries. He said that he convinced people to change their votes from Bernie Sanders to Joe Biden. And no one has held him accountable for this as well. And I think the media also doesn't want to cover that story because, you know, any talk of election fraud or our elections not being of the highest integrity just doesn't work well with the mainstream media. So they're ignoring for that reason as well.
So the guy does something unlawful in regards to an election that if any other, I mean, we just saw a former Democrat, a member of Congress from Pennsylvania, just sentenced to over 2 years in jail for committing election fraud. So it happens. Yeah, Michael Myers, they call him Ozzy, pled guilty to stuffing ballots and conspiring to illegally vote. So it does happen. Democrats can be held to the same account, but I feel like the double standard is in full play here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the Michigan's Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has promised that, you know, no matter what people's political background, she would hold them accountable. But that's just not the case here. In 2021, she prosecuted three people for election fraud throughout Michigan. One of them was a grandmother who filled out her grandson's ballot because she felt he wouldn't have enough time to vote on election day. But someone like Amir Gallup is given the opportunity to fill out multiple ballots for people in the city of Hamtramck, which, by the way, has a history of election fraud, multiple instances involving city council candidates, members of the city council themselves who have been involved. There's been felony convictions that have resulted. There's been police raids. And this mayor comes out and basically says he committed a horrible case of this. And isn't held accountable at all. In fact, we've filed a FOIA with the Michigan State Police, and it seems that they're not investigating his admission of voter fraud.
Yeah, there you have it. It's a little frightening. Benjamin Baird, Project Director, the Middle East Forum. Benjamin, thank you for being here and bringing this to light so people can discuss it, you know, and they can decide for themselves. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. It's my pleasure.
There you have it. Why would we ignore such things? Why would we ignore such things? If, in fact, they're true, why would you look the other way? That's not the way it's supposed to be done. Anyhow. All good. Good stuff here. We got a lot going on. We got Ron McDaniel coming up. What are the Republican prospects for November? We'll ask her about her home state of Michigan. Then we'll ask her about the rest of the country as well. Ron McDaniel coming up. What is the Republican message? Joe Biden's lousy, I get that, but what is the rest of the message? We'll find out straight ahead with Ron McDaniel right here on the Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.